Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. Today he is once again reminding us of our true nature. You are each extensions of our Divine Mother. Words cannot possibly describe the excitement and enthusiasm here in the non-physical realms as we watch in absolute amazement as you, the human collective, move rapidly and most deliberately through the last or final stages of your awakening process. What each one of you has achieved on an individual basis in bringing this process to its moment of most glorious transformation is astounding. Yes, all are indeed one, so it is a collective awakening that is most gloriously unfolding. But each one, presently incarnate, there are no exceptions, each one is most powerfully and enthusiastically adding their own unique creative abilities to the collective process, just as they intended to do when they made the choice to be incarnate at this point in the process. You are all succeeding beyond your wildest dreams. As I have told you before, the presence of every single one of you is absolutely essential for the process to come to completion, and you are all perfectly fulfilling your individual pre-incarnate resolutions. God's plan for humanity's awakening from the dream of separation into full conscious and eternal awareness of their true nature as one with her, permanently and most joyfully present in her presence, is divinely assured. In fact, it has already been achieved. You just are not yet aware of the wonder of your situation. Nevertheless, many of you are now regularly feeling an increased intensity in your individual energy fields, the life force, love, as you allow yourselves to acknowledge that you do have a divine purpose as you live on earth as humans. That feeling is one of upliftment, inspiration, contentment, and peace as you more fully accept yourselves and let go of or release any sense of unworthiness to which you may have been clinging because of an invalid but deeply ingrained sense that you are guilty sinners who must be cleansed before you can be permitted to enter into heaven, into the eternal presence of Mother, Father, God. No cleansing is ever required or appropriate. You are divine beings created by God from the infinite field of love that she is, and thus you are eternally enveloped in and embraced by her presence in an unbreakable relationship of loving union. You are each extensions of our Divine Mother as she individuates and differentiates herself through each one of you, thus experiencing the beauty of the infinite expression of herself in each of you eternally. Truly, in that divine state there is only joy, the complete expression of love in all its glory, in every moment of its, and therefore of course your, eternal existence. Truly, you have no idea what love means, of the reality of your true state of being, which is love. For you, it is a word or label you use to define what is infinitely indefinable, along with the words God, Source, Supreme Intelligence, Infinite Wisdom, and many others. Love is. It is beyond human comprehension, and yet you can and do experience it. To awaken is to know it and experience its infinite wonder constantly. By entering into human form, you chose to experience separation from love, even though that experience is unreal, and because, being one with Source, you are as powerful as love, you were therefore able to construct an unreal environment that your physical senses inform you is totally real. Thus, in form you are, by your own free will choice, in a state of total amnesia, completely unable to either recall or imagine reality, love, your real and unchanging state of eternal existence. At the precise instant that you chose to construct and enter into a state of seeming separation, Mother, Father, God provided you with the means to dissolve it and depart from it, thus allowing and enthusiastically encouraging you to return to full conscious awareness of your divine nature in permanent and uninterruptible union with her. That means is the awakening process in which you are also magnificently taking part right now. It has been ongoing for eons, as you understand time, an aspect of the illusory and unreal state that you experience as life in form, and yet it has been but a moment since you chose to undergo the separation ordeal. Over the eons, some have indeed awakened and then returned knowingly and most lovingly to assist you in your own divinely assured awakening. During the last few hundred years, and particularly over the last 7 or 8 decades, the numbers returning to assist you has increased enormously, and that is why there are signs and indications in so many places. These loving ones have been presenting you with information about reality through books, talks, and retreats, as well as meeting with many of you face to face as they naturally and most beautifully demonstrate love being lived. When any of you have met one of these kind and generous ones, it has always led to an opening to the awareness that you are most fervently loved and that your life has a magnificent divine purpose, and to a desire and intent to seek it out and engage with it. Now, with so many seeking and uncovering their individual divine and spiritual purposes in life, the floodgates of love have been fully open to envelop all, and as a result, love is completely and utterly enveloping and embracing every human, so that no one can any longer remain wholly unaware of their true nature as spiritual beings having a temporary experience as separate beings in form. All now have a deep and unbreakable desire and intent to return home. Therefore, as you meet and interact with others, wherever and whenever, allow the love that you are to flow freely and without restraint. As you do so, you will feel and experience the intense energy of its return from the other back to you. Remember, giving and receiving are the same, are one, are an ongoing and endless relationship in which you are all engaged, even if presently without your full awareness. The love flow, the life force, the energy field in which you are each enfolded is the eternal loving embrace of Mother, Father, God, directed to each of you individually and as one. You have never, even for the briefest of instants, been separated from your divine and holy source. You have just chosen to be unaware so that you could experience unreality, separation, disconnection, abandonment. That choice has been reversed. You have collectively changed your minds because it has served its purpose, and you are all fully engaging now with the awakening process. It is irreversible because you know that a return to reality, to Mother, Father, God, is your divine destiny, and with all your hearts you have set the intent to awaken, and so you are now doing exactly that. With so very much love, Saul.